Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
Ang dami po natin mga katanungan. Makikita niyo po yung mga tanong natin dito. Ano ka ba sa mundo ko? Sino ba ako? Ano yan? Sino ba ako sa mga kaibigan mo? Ano ba ako sa buhay mo? Sino ba ako sa iyo? Who do you say I am? And the next 4 weeks po, pag-aaralan po natin yung mga apat na tanong na tinatanong ni Jesus sa atin. Kasi po, tayo lahat, marami tayong tanong eh, di po ba? When you think about it, nung bata ka pa lang, may tinatanong sa'yo. Di ba? Nung bata ka, nung maliit ka pa, anong tinatanong sa'yo? Sa paglaki mo, anong gusto mong maging? Okay, yung pong tanong ngayon, hanggang ngayon, tinatanong ko pa rin. Kasi hindi pa po ako lumalaki. Okay? Kasi hindi ko pa po alam yung sagot doon. Tapos pagka lumaki ka naman, pagka nag-aaral ka na, tinatanong ka, anong gusto mong maging? No? What do you want to be? Or, pagka naman single ka, at tinatanong mo, makakapag-asawa pa kaya ako? No? Nandito na kaya siya? Siya na ba? O siya na nga ba? No? O may Malaysia na siya? O Malaysia pala? You think about it. Kapag tumanda ka na, ngayon pagka medyo may edad ka na, nakagaya ng ibang tao dito, alright, hindi na ako babanggit ng pangalan kasi baka ma-offend sila. No, pag yung, di ba pag yung, gusto kong magtanong ulit, if I could just turn the time again, ano kaya yung pwede kong ulitin? Di ba, marami mga katanungan. And before we even answer those questions, we need to answer some of the questions that Jesus is asking us. And today is probably one of the most important questions that we need to ask. Okay? Ito po yung mga tanong na pag-aaralan natin. Week 1, who do you say I am? Pangalawa po, tatanong natin, why are you so afraid? Jesus is asking us. That will be the question Jesus will ask. Next, after that, is why do you call me Lord, Lord? After that, do you want to get well? And then kasi po yung March 5 ang Sunday, meron po tayong bonus question. Ang bonus question natin, do you want to build a snowman? Hindi na po kasali yun. So today, we want to ask the question, who do you say I am? Jesus is asking this question that begs to be answered. All right? So, may I request everyone to please stand as we read God's word today. And we'll be reading from Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 to 17. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just ask that your Holy Spirit will be with us today as we start this season, this series. Lord, we pray that you would just guide us, help us, Lord, to understand who you are. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. Again, the question that Jesus is asking today is, who do you say I am? You know, at this point, we need to understand, si Jesus actually was in this place, no? Sabi niyan, Caesarea Philippi. In the beginning of the verse, sabi po doon, and they were at Caesarea Philippi. Ito pong Caesarea Philippi is a place, okay, kung saan marami pong mga Hudyo, hindi Hudyo. Marami pong mga other people who are believing in other things and other gods. Actually, yung pong kanyang name dati is a different name. Hindi po siya Caesarea of Philippi, but one of the Herod, okay, it's either Herod the Philip the Tetrarch or Herod the Great, actually changed the name to Caesarea Philippi to give honor to Caesar. Okay, gusto niya kasi magpapogi points kay Caesar. So he called it Caesarea of Philippi. So kung saan po, marami pong mga gods. And they actually, yung pangalan niya dati is actually after the name of the god of nature. So ang pangalan niya dati is Panis. No? Panis kasi siya kaya pinalitan. No? But, you know, the god of nature. And in this area, hindi po maraming Hudyo dyan. Marami po dyan mga Gentiles. There are actually about 14 different temples for Baal worship in that area. And Jesus actually brought his disciples into this area and then asked this parang final examination question. Now, after being with them for the last 2.5 to 3 years, Jesus now wanted to know if the, you know, if his students, if his disciples actually understood who he really is. He wanted to know what do his disciples think about him? O tama ba talaga yung ginagawa niya? Naintindihan ba nila? And so that is why, yung po yung pinag-uusapan dito, in a sense, Jesus is actually asking, who is God? Kasi yung background nito, ang daming gods during this, in this area. And yet, Jesus was asking this question. And then marami rin pong mga ideas na yung mga tao at this point. Remember, Jesus has been ministering for the last 2.5 years, no? And so he was already healing the sick. He was already casting out demons. And some people were already wondering, is this the guy? Is this the one that we've been waiting for? Is this the Messiah? Even John the Baptist. Actually, you know, remember John the Baptist? There was John the Baptist yung nagbabaptize ng mga tao. Kaya nga, John the Baptist, di ba? And then when he baptized Jesus, sabi niya, you are just, you know, look, the Lamb of God who will take away the sin of man or the sin of the world. And yet, when he was in prison, he actually sent his disciples to Jesus. And sabi niya, are you the one? Are you the one? Are you the one? Or are we supposed to wait for another one? And then Jesus told the disciples of John, tell him what you see and what you heard. Or tell John what you've seen and what you've heard. So medyo marami na silang ideas. No? May mga nagtatanong, may nagsasabi na, oh no, hindi yan God. Hindi siya God. He's probably just one of them. He's probably one of those guys. No, marami silang ideas na sinasabi na, hindi, yung mga Pharisees, yung mga religious leaders, sinasabi, hindi, actually, anak siya ni Beelzebub. He's of the demon, sabi niya, ng ibang tao. So, marami na silang idea. And sometimes, even the disciples, at some point or another, nag-exclaim na, yes, you are the Son of God. Pero the amazing thing is, yung ang sigurado natin na ang mga demons nakakilala kay Jesus. Every single time, demons will be near Jesus. They will tell him, what do you want to do with us, Jesus, Son of God? So, yung mga demons, naiintindihan ko sino si Jesus, pero iba-iba yung idea ng mga tao. Iba-iba yung mga ideas of who Jesus is at this point. And Jesus was asking this question. That is why, when we get to verse 13, now Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, yung pinag natin kanina, and he asked his disciples, anong tinanong niya sa kanila? Who do people say the Son of Man is? Who is the Son of Man? Tinatanong niya. Kasi importante ito eh. Tinanong niya muna, sino yung sinasabi ng mga tao? Yung mga tao, anong sinasabi niya? Again, sinabi ko na sa inyo kanina, no? Yung mga sinasabi nila eh. Pwedeng son of the prophet lang siya, pero yung iba lang siya, hindi siya yung talagang prophet. And Jesus was asking them this question. And anong sagot nila? And they said, some say John the Baptist. Others say Elijah. And others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. No? This is very interesting. Itong tinanong ni Jesus ito, he was asking the people. No? Hindi yung idea ng kanyang disciples. Sinasabi niya, ano bang sinasabi? Ano bang naririnig nyo? Ano bang kuro-kuro? Ano bang pinag-uusapan sa The Buzz? Ano bang pinag-uusapan dyan sa Juice? Yung Juice yun, di ba? Juice yung meron dun sa Channel 5. Yung mga juicy, ano rin, di ba? Meron dun, alam ko eh. And sa Channel 7 man, Chica Minute. Di ba? Ano ba yung mga latest dun sa Chica Minute about Jesus? And then they were saying, well, Jesus, this is what people are saying about you. Some say you're John the Baptist. Bakit John the Baptist? Kasi si John the Baptist, remember, ito rin si John the Baptist, siya nga yung nag-baptize kay Jesus, and siya rin yung isang tao na ginamit ni Lord. No, ang dami niyang ginawa, ang preaching niya is repentance. He was telling people, you better repent before the kingdom of God is at hand. So, yun yung sinasabi niya. And they were thinking, hindi, malamang, even Herod himself said, maaaring ito si John the Baptist who rose from the dead. Kasi si John the Baptist is a messenger, forerunner. He will be telling people who this Messiah is. He will be pointing the Messiah. And people were saying, you know, maybe people are saying, Jesus, you're not really the Messiah, but you are John the Baptist who came to life. No? So, si John the Baptist siya. Others said,
You were Elijah. Again, Elijah is a powerful prophet in the Old Testament. Actually, in the book of Malachi, sabi doon, merong prophet sa book of Malachi, ang sabi doon, Elijah will come back. And even during the time of the 80s, kapag bumunta ka daw sa Israel, when they are celebrating the Passover, palaging pag bumunta ka sa temple nila, merong palaging empty chair. And yung empty chair na yon was actually for Elijah. Because they were waiting for Elijah to come and to show them the way. Dahil yung mga miracles niya. So they were thinking, you know, they were saying, you know, Jesus, ang sinasabi ng mga tao, you're Elijah. Ikaw si Elijah kasi grabe yung mga miracles na ginagawa mo. Imagine yung bulag nakakakita, yung pilay nakakalakad, yung patay nabubuhay. So sinasabi niya, ikaw yan. Sinasabi na, hindi ikaw yung Messiah, pero ikaw yung Elijah that will prepare the way for the coming of the Messiah. Hindi Messiah. Okay? Messiah. And then what else did they say? They said, you know, others also say that you're Jeremiah. Bakit si Jeremiah? Well, Jeremiah is known to be the weeping prophet. Weeping prophet. Diba siya yung palaging umiiyak? No, and they saw that in the life of Jesus. Umiiyak siya eh. Diba? He is not the type of person na talagang puro macho lang. No? Hindi umiiyak. Hindi, kasi sabi nga nila, di ba, yung lalaki talaga, hindi naman umiiyak eh. Totoo yun. Hindi naman po kami umiiyak. Pinapawisan lang po yung aming mga mata. Di ba? Pero, you know, they were saying, you're not the Messiah, but you are Jeremiah. Ikaw yung inaantay namin. And actually, there is even a myth, okay? There was even a myth in their history. Pag binasa niyo po yung kanilang mga historical books, yung The Book of Maccabees. Nandun po, may sinasabihin din doon na Jeremiah actually came back to life and took some of the important elements of the temple before the Greek came and desecrated the temple. And they were saying that Jeremiah will come again and he will put to order everything he took from the temple and then the Messiah will come. So they already have all these great ideas about Jesus. They have all these great ideas of who Jesus is. Pero, ang sinasabi nila, but you are not the Messiah. You are just preparing the people for the coming of the One. So, yung mga characteristics ng tatlo na to, they all came from the dead. Came back from the dead. And they were all doing great things. So, they were saying, hindi ikaw yung Messiah, Jesus. And so, that's why Jesus was asking this question, who do you say I am? This is so important. Kasi po, even today, maraming tao nagsasabi kung sino si Jesus. Di ba? Today, pagka iniisip mo, marami pa rin mga tao, when they will say, if you ask them, who is Jesus, they will give you so many different answers. Di ba? Ibang tao, pagka ADS kausap mo, there's no Jesus. Pagka ang kausap mo mga New Age, anong sabihin nila si Jesus? Ah, si Jesus, actually, lahat yan nasa inyo. Actually, ikaw si Jesus eh. Kailangan mo lang ma-discover within. Di ba? Or kapag nga naman nandito ka sa ibang mga tao naman, sa atin, even in the Philippines, no? Sa Philippines, sa kultura natin. Pagka tinanong mo sino si Jesus, si Jesus, yan yung talagang pinag-ano-anohan natin kapag third Sunday of January, pupunta ka sa Cebu, di ba? Ano yun? Sinulog, di ba? Kasi idea ng mga tao, he's still a baby. Yes, Jesus was a baby, but he did not remain a baby. He grew up and did great mighty miracles, and he touched the lives of people, and he changed the lives of people. That's who Jesus is. Pero even in our day and time, iniisip natin, nung meron po mga tao ngayon, iniisip lang si Jesus, yung pa rin. O ibang tao naman, again, in the month of January ba yun? January ba yun? Yung maraming naglakad doon sa parte ng Maynila. No? Millions of people were doing their panata. Why? Because they think that Jesus is a dead Jesus. Nandun pa rin siya, nakapakos. He's a black Nazarene. Di ba? Yung mga ideas, pagka inisip mo, ito yung Jesus sa ibang taong. Ito pa rin yung Jesus sa mga tao. Let me tell you something. When you answer that question, when you're almost right about Jesus, when you're almost right about who Jesus is, you're actually totally wrong. When you don't understand who Jesus is, when you don't understand who He is, you're completely wrong. You're missing out. But then Jesus said to them, He asked them, the first question He asked, who do people say that the Son of Man is? So sabi niya, ito yung pinagsagot nila, and then Jesus did not correct them. Jesus did not say, that's wrong. That's right. That's not me. At, parang hindi ba yung ibang tao pag tinatanong mo, do you know who I am? Then tatandaan niyo yung merong naging issue dun somewhere sa BF Homes, di ba? Yung gusto niyo dumaan dun sa private, hindi na sabi, itago na natin sa ano sa initial, no? Wag na, mawalan niyo. Di ba? There's this one guy, a very prominent guy, who was trying to pass through a private subdivision, and then hinundo siya ng guard. Sabi niya, hindi po kayo pwedeng pumunta dito, hindi po kayo pwedeng dumaan dito. Ang sabi niya, kilala mo ba ako? Excuse me, gusto ko mong biling ko yung buong subdivision na to. Diba? Parang ganun eh. And then Jesus did not even say that. Jesus just allowed them to say who people thought he was. But then, he asked this very question. But to you, sabi niya, but to you, sabi mo sa katabi mo, but to you, tingnan mo yung katabi mo, but to you, sabi mo, but to you, come on, please play with me. Okay. Say to your neighbor, but to you, who is Jesus? Because that's the question he wants to ask. Sabi niya, but to you, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Alam mo, sabi po ng mga ano, the amazing thing about this is that the apostles and the disciples were able to answer the question that Jesus asked. Pero do you know, tayo daw pong mga Pilipino, minsan, medyo kakaiba raw tayong sumagot sa mga tanong. Di ba? Napansin niyo yan? Let me give you some example. No? Halimbawa, bibisita ka sa bahay ng ibang tao, no? Tapos tatanungin ka, kumain ka na? Anong sagot? Busog pa ako. Hello? Diba? Parang, hindi, tinatanong ka, kumain ka na, busog pa. O minsan, tatanungin ka, may kumakatok sa pinto nyo. Nandiyan ba si nanay mo o si tatay mo? Anong sagot? Bakit po? Hindi, tinatanong ko kung nandiyan ba? Hindi, bakit po? Di ba? O ito, pamalupit. Sasamin, nasan ka na? Malapit na. In 2 minutes, nandiyan ako. Hello, nasaan ka na nga? Di ba? Kaya nga pag ako nagte-text sa anak ko, pag tinatanong ko, kaya sabihin ko, anak, where are you? Ang sagot sa akin, almost there. No, that's not what I want. Kaya pag nagte-text ako, where are you? I say, exact location, please. Okay? Kasi minsan hindi nga marunong sumagot eh. Di ba? O minsan may tatanungin ka na naman. Sabihin mo, bakit absent ka kahapon? Bakit wala ka kahapon? Eh kasi absent ako eh. Hello? Di ba, minsan, and Jesus is asking this question because he wants to make sure that he gets the right answer. That's why he was asking this question. Ito pa. Di ba, minsan bibisita ka, tagal mong nawala, nabibisita ka sa bahay nyo, biglang pagdating mo na sa pinto, ang tatanungin ng tatay mo, nandito ka? Ah, hindi, wala po ako dito, anino ko lang ito. Hello? Ito pa. Minsan pupunta ka sa barbershop. Pasok ang barbershop. Anong tatanungin ng barbero sa'yo? Papagupit po kayo? Hindi, magpapaselfie lang po ako dito. Alangan! No? Minsan ang kukuha, di ba minsan hindi maintindihan eh. And this question is something that we need to answer. This is a question that not only the disciples has to answer, but you and I has to answer. Again, I will say, if you're almost right about Jesus, you're totally wrong. You might be coming here to church and you might have these ideas of who Jesus is. You might be thinking, ito lang, pagka mo nag-church lang ako, ito nang sinasabi ni Jesus, okay na ako. Kasi si Jesus ito eh. Kaya sa ibang tao si Jesus, si genie. No? Wish lang ng wish. Diba? Pagka may oras. O minsan si Jesus, ang iniisip mo lang, si Jesus, pagkakalala mo kay Jesus, kailangan lang, pagka may oras ka lang, saka mo lang siya pwedeng puntahan. Pagka may kailangan ka lang sa kanya. No, but there is Jesus asking his disciples, who do you say that I am? Anong sagot nila? Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God. You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God. Wow! Sabi ni Peter, you know Peter, si Peter kasi, pagka sumagot si Peter, naturally, he's not just speaking for himself. Si Peter kasi normally, pagka yung sinabi niya, yun yung sinasabi ng buong grupo. Di ba? Kasi siya yung palaging nahuuna eh. Can you imagine Peter, nung nandun sila sa boat, di ba? Nandaan niya sa boat. Nasa boat. Naglalakad si Jesus. There's a ghost. Tapos sabi ni Jesus, don't be afraid. It is I. Di ba? Tapos sabi ni Peter, Lord, if that is really you tell me to come to you and walk on water. And Jesus said, come. Di ba? And then Jesus, talagang naglakad siya, di ba? He was the only guy. Pero he was really actually speaking for the whole group. Talagang nag-iisip sila, ikaw ba talaga yan, Lord? Kung talaga ikaw yan, palakarin mo nga ako. And then he was that guy, di ba? And then he was also the guy, the amazing thing about this, kapag may ginagawa si Jesus, talagang laging on fire palagi yan si Peter. And normally, palaging mali yung sagot niya. No? And then for the first time, di ba? Tumama si Peter. Kanya man sabi niya, you are the Christ. The Son of the Living God, the Christ means the Messiah. The Messiah, the one that we've been waiting for, the one who will take away the sin of man, the one that will be sacrificed, the one that will be sacrificed and pay the penalty of our sin so that we can have a relationship with God again. You are that Messiah. You are the Messiah that the psalmist were talking about. You are the Messiah that, you know, that Genesis was talking about. You are the Messiah that all the prophets were talking about, that you are going to come, that you are going to deliver us from the power of sin. That's who you are, Jesus. He said, you know, in the midst of all this, you know, yung background nila where they were when Caesarea Philippi, where all these other gods, he was saying, you are the Messiah. All these gods before me, okay? Sinasabi ni Peter, and he's in agreement with Jesus. Sabi niya, you are the Christ. What he's saying is that God is saying that all those other gods are imposters. They're all pretenders. I am the contender. They're all fakes. Puro japake siyan. Ako yung totoo. And Peter not only say that he's the Messiah, we have to understand that when Jesus came, he did not remain a baby. He grew in stature and wisdom. And then when he was growing, he started doing great miracles. And Peter and the rest of the disciples were seeing all these things lining up to what God and the Word of God says about this man. And so when Jesus asked this question, but to you yourselves, who do you think I am? Who do you think I am? And they said, you are the Christ. You're the Messiah. You're the one that will come to die and pay the penalty of our sin. You are the one that will deliver us. Let me tell you another thing. You know the title, Son of Man? The Son of Man, when Jesus asked, who do you say the Son of Man is? Is a title that Jesus loves to use about himself. It was actually used about 84 times in the four Gospels. About 84 times, the word Son of Man. About 84 times in the Gospel. It was mentioned in Daniel chapter 7. Remember that when they were at the furnace, you know, the fiery furnace, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, and then there was another man right in that furnace, and Nebuchadnezzar said, there was a man, I see four guys there, and I see like a Son of Man. The Son of Man was talking about Jesus. It's a title that Jesus loved to use about himself because it identifies him to you and me. Because it identifies him in us, in his humanity, in his humility, that he can feel what you feel, that he can go through what you're going through, that he is a God that he's not so far away, who cannot understand what you're feeling, who's not gone through what you're going through, but he's gone through all of it. Yun ang sabi ng Hebrews. He was tempted in every way. He was tempted in every way. What temptation are you feeling right now? Or what temptation are you facing right now? Not feeling, but facing right now. Jesus is the Son of Man. He can relate to you. He can feel for you. He knows what you're going through. And that's what the Messiah is. You are the Christ. And then he said, "You not only you are the Christ, but you are the Son of the Living God. In comparison to all these other gods, they're dead. But you are the God who is alive. The God that we serve today is alive. He's not dead. He's alive. Are you still alive? Are you still here? Okay? So yun yung sinasabi ni Jesus here. And then, it's so important. Look at verse 17. Then Jesus answered, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. You know, Jesus, when he was talking, when he was asking his disciples, who do you say that I am? This happened not because all of a sudden Peter was in a trance. I can see it. I can see it clearly. Hindi eh. Parang bigla niya nang sinabi, you know, out of his heart, out of the abundance of his heart, he spoke it and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And God, and Jesus said, you're right, Peter. But this has not been revealed to you by flesh and blood. Hindi human, walang human dyan, hindi part of humanity yan. But really, it's part of the Holy Spirit. Okay, it's the Father who revealed that to you. You know, in our knowing Christ, so many times we think that the reason why we are saved today, the reason why we, you know, we're going to church today, the reason why we're following Jesus today is because we made up our mind to follow Jesus. Bilang natin isa, talino ko. Kailangan ko pala i-follow Jesus. No. Every single one of us followers of Jesus, you have to understand that the reason why you're following Jesus today is because the Father in heaven revealed him to you and to me. Nothing about you and nothing about me. It's all about him. Jesus is the Messiah. Who do you say that I am? Jesus is asking you today. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who is Jesus to you today? He's asking you that question today. The disciples were able to answer Jesus and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is asking you today, who do you say that I am? To the hungry, Jesus is the bread that satisfies. To the lost, he is the way. To the prostitutes and outcasts, he is the Jesus who gives them second chance. To the weak, he is the strength. To the sick and wounded and broken, Jesus is the healer. But to you, who is Jesus to you? Jesus is asking you that question today. Who is he to you today? Can we just stand and let's just pray together? Jesus is asking you this question today. Who do you say I am? Is Jesus the God and the Lord of your life today? Who is Jesus to you? Do you acknowledge him in your life today? When you're about to make major decisions, who is Jesus to you? When you're in need and you're weak, who is he to you? When you're healthy, wealthy, and everything is well, who is he? In your relationship, who is Jesus? In your marriage bed, in your sofa bed, in your sick bed, and on your deathbed, who is Jesus? Jesus is asking you that question today. Just bow down your heads and close your eyes. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you that you came. Thank you that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you, Lord God, not only that you are the Christ, but you are my Savior. And today, you know, as everybody's head bowed and eyes closed, if you've been a believer, and I have a question for you. Jesus is still asking you today, who am I to you? Do you still have the same passion and tenacity and warm and spending time with Him and reading His Word and sharing Him to others? Or have you gone colder? Who is He to you today? He's here. And if you need Him to be the healer today, He can be your healer today. But Jesus is asking, who am I to you today? Lord Jesus, I just pray that You would come right now. Lord, that You would speak to these people. That we would understand, Lord, that not only do we need to understand, not only do we need to make that decision once in our life, but Lord, we need to make that decision daily. We need to answer this question daily, knowing who You are in our lives, so that we will continue to grow in our relationship with You, knowing You, who You are. Lord Jesus, thank You.